right, here we go. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We are broadcasting once again from deep. And when I say deep, I mean deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. So on and so forth. You know, I made a vow that I wasn't going to turn this podcast into some kind of, you know, just nothing but stale and out-of-date weather reports from the suburbs of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Don't really see any kind of, like, large market for such a thing. You know, days-old weather reports from Scranton. Yeah, I could be wrong. What do I know? But I don't see... Can't foresee that being, you know, have wide appeal. But as I record this, it looks beautiful out there, man. You look out the window, it's sunny, the sky is blue. It's beautiful. It looks like spring. But if you go outside, cold as shit. So, still winter. It looks like spring. The look of the day is enough to make you super happy, but you don't have all the aggravations of spring, you know? Nothing's in bloom, so you don't have anybody, like, sneezing and hawking, you know, blowing snot rockets into the bushes, you know? You don't have any of that yet. Nothing's, like, you know, there's not, like, spores flying through the air, you know? And you don't have any bugs yet. I don't know how that works. I don't know if they're asleep right now. Are last year's bugs asleep, and then they're going to be reanimated as soon as the weather breaks? Or did last year's bugs lay eggs and they're going to hatch? I don't know how that works, you know. But anyway, whatever. There aren't any of those. There's no gnats or anything yet. And you know, I've talked about this probably like 15 times a summer for the last 35 years. And, you know, they tell us that everything in the universe has a purpose, right? That's what we're told. What is the purpose of a gnat? What is the point of gnats? I can't figure that out. These things are just like, they fly around in clouds. You know, they swarm. You know, you can be out there mowing the grass, bitching and complaining, plucking your underwear out of your sweaty ass. And these things, you walk into a cloud of these things, and I mean, they're horrible. They get in your ears, you know, zzz, you know, hate them, the worst things ever. So I bring this up all the time, and the only thing I ever get back is, well, that's what the bats eat. That's the number one source of food for bats. Like, why the hell do we have bats? Okay. I mean, that doesn't solve any mystery to me. What the hell's, you know, why do bats exist? I mean, these things, like, flap around. They don't fly like a bird. There's an excessive amount of flapping. They hang upside down up in the rafters of buildings and in caves, I might add. These things are terrifying. They're full of disease. I mean, they're rabies ridden. They're basically just like flying bags of disease. And they slap and flap. I appreciate them eating the gnats, but they need to up their game. If that's their only purpose in the world, in the universe, they need to take it up a notch. Now we need, 'cause there's a shitload of gnats that are uneaten. They're flying in my ear canals, up my nose holes. They need to up their gnat eating game, you know? So the bats need to eat more gnats and get fat. There you go. That's pretty good. Anyway, so we don't have any of that yet. And the grass isn't, you don't need to mow the grass yet. It's perfect. I mean, it couldn't get any better. It looks beautiful. It puts you in a great mood, but you don't have any of that spring nonsense. So there you go. Another out-of-date, days-old weather report from the suburbs of Scranton. You can't get this anywhere else. thought I'd bring you up to date on some things that happened last week. You know, just a weekly report. You know, in the future, I might force myself to come on here and tell you what I achieved during the previous week. We'll see how that goes. I don't think I achieved a whole lot last week, so we'll start that next week. All right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but I do have a few things I jotted down. I used to be really good about writing down notes. Not so much anymore. Now I just sit down and I like try to recreate it. I'm thinking, think back on stuff that happened. That doesn't work because I forget 75% of it. But let's see. I got some notes here. Last week, I try not to talk about work because I don't, that's not probably not a smart thing to talk about work on here. But we have a situation. I work at night. And we have a cafeteria there, but they made some changes over the, over the last few months, and I don't eat there very much anymore. Yeah, so now I got to go out on, I got to go eat fast food, which is not good. That's not good. That's not good for me. I'm gonna end up being 700 pounds. You know, I'm gonna have an enlarged heart before it's all over. So, there's like basically what I have at my, there's basically three or four places to choose from. That is Burger King, which, that's not good. That's salt. That's like high sodium. Plus they have this area in there. I was in there the other night. They have this part partitioned off where they're apparently trying to come up with, they're trying to be like, Starbucks, where they have these chairs in there like people would have in their living rooms. I guess they're trying to be like set up this area where people can go in there with their laptops and hang out at Burger King. I don't know, but I went in there the other night and there's like bums sleeping in there. There's literally like street people sleeping in those chairs. Yeah, so the ambiance of this place, not really conducive to what I'm looking for, plus the food, it tastes good. Tastes great, but God, that's good. My aorta is going to, blow a hole. There's going to be a hole in the side of my, or it's going to clog completely up. I don't know. But anyway, I feel guilty every time I go there. There's a KFC, perhaps the worst fast food in the world. That place sucks. God. The colonel is spinning in his grave. And all the people that work there are surly. That's the shittiest attitudes. Just terrible employees. At least the one I go to. And then the McDonald's. Oh, my God. Terrible. That is the worst run business that I've ever encountered. Every time I go in there, there's like 15 people behind the counter. Nobody doing anything. Everybody's just standing around talking. The manager, who apparently, I don't know, I think they need to go back to manager school because they don't have, it's usually a woman and she's the only one running around like a maniac. Everybody else is just standing around talking. A bunch of teenagers. Terrible. You place your order, you stand there and wait, and it's just infuriating because there's no forward motion, and that's terrible food too. God, I think Burger King tastes better than McDonald's, but they're both. Everything's just a salt bomb, just high sodium fat, so that's not good. And then there's that. Subway, which sounds good in theory. That shit. You have that more than once a week and totally burned out on that. That stuff's crap too. And that's high. Everything's like, all this fast food stuff is just like super high sodium. So anyway, that's not good. So I started going to this, there's this grocery store over there. And everybody says they have the best deli, Up here in the Northeast, it's all about the deli, the deli is the heart of the community. So I never went over there. I never set foot in that place. But I went over there the other day because I'm desperate. There's nothing in the cafeteria for me to eat anymore. And I don't want to eat fast food all the time. So I went over there to this grocery store deli. It's huge. It's like it seems like it's like a quarter mile long, you know. It's got different areas, different sections of it. It's got a sandwich counter. It's got a hot bar. It's got a salad bar. It's got, you know, regular deli stuff where you can get sliced meats and stuff. It feels like there's like a pizza section in there. The thing is like really, it's like goes on. You can see it's like in the curvature of the earth, you know. You can see the deli just like disappearing into the curvature of the earth. And so I went over there. I don't know how it works. I don't know anything about it. So the place, you know, I went over there at 7:30 the other night. And there's like women back there cleaning and breaking things down. I later learned that they close at 8. I don't know. How am I supposed to know? What am I, like some kind of, is this just learned through osmosis? I don't know. So, you know, I went over there at 7:30. They were trying to, they probably wanted to get out of there at 8:02, you know. So I come walking up, and they won't even make eye contact with me. Eventually, one of them goes, "Do you need something?" Just completely rude. I said, "Could I get like a hoagie or something?" She's like, "What do you want?" I mean, just open hostility, you know. So I understand, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's any. Shouldn't be so rude to the customers, but I guess I can understand. They're trying to get that shit closed down, and I come waltz. It was 30 minutes before they close. What are you supposed to not? You're not allowed to order anything past 7 p.m., even though they close at 8? Is that the way? Is that the unwritten rule here? I don't know. So she made me one, and she goes, "Here, you know, just handed it to me." God, you know, whatever, lady, whatever. So then the next time I went over there, I went at 7, a full 30 minutes earlier, and it was the same story. The woman was like, "What do you want?" It's like she's talking to her, like her kid or something. What do you want? You know, I was like, "Can I get like a turkey and Swiss hoagie?" Or, "Yeah, what do you want on it?" You know, just completely, you know, disdainful, you know. And while I'm standing there, while she's making it in protest, these three guys walk up, and they're like, they look like construction workers or something. And they're like, "Hey," and they walk up, "Hey, can we get a hoagie?" "Hey there," you know. It's like, what the, probably what, you know, they act like they knew each other. So I don't know. They probably went to high school together. That was what I decided in my head. So they knew each other. So I'm some outsider. They're probably like, she could probably sense that I lived in California. I don't know. But, you know, I'm an outsider. She doesn't know me. So she has a license to treat me like shit. These guys, that they walk up after me and put an even heavier burden on her. By ordering three hoagies, I only ordered one. She's super nice to them. She treats me like crap. She gives me this hoagie. I hate to say the word hoagie. That's what they call it up here. All right, you can file a lawsuit if you like. But anyway, she gives me this sandwich that is as big around as my thigh. I'm not kidding. Thing is massive. I said it's supposed to be 7 inches long. It's probably at least 12. Huge. I mean, just enormous amount of turkey on this thing. And the thing was $5.29. It was like 3 pounds of meat on this bastard. So I took the thing back over to work, and everybody was doing double takes. Like, holy mackerel. So I ate that thing 3 nights in a row, and I still had to throw some away. So she certainly wasn't half-stepping with the sandwich makings. But she didn't like me. She hates me, I think. And so then the third time I went over there, this is over the last 2 weeks, I would say. Last week I went over there, and I decided I'm not going to get any more of those hoagies. That thing's ridiculous, you know. I'm burned out on, I don't need that level of turkey in my life. So I said, I'll try out that hot bar, you know. So it said $6.49 a pound. So I went over there, I got a styrofoam container. I put some meatballs in there. I put some mashed potatoes and gravy, a little bit of corn. So I don't know how it works. I don't know who does the weighing. I don't know. I said, so they're back there, you know, not making eye contact with me. They don't want to make eye contact with me. So I said, excuse me, do you weigh this or do I take it? What? How's this work? She's like, do I weigh it? No, I don't weigh it. I'm like, oh my God. All right. I don't know. How do I know? You guys should post like some kind of like a tutorial or something. Cause, I don't know how this works, you know? And she's like, she goes, they'll take care of that at the cash register. God. All right. She goes, you want me to, I can wrap it for you. If you need, you know, I can do that. I'm like, ugh. All right, bitch. God, you know, give me a break. You know, I don't know. Just give me a couple weeks and I'll be an expert on this. I have a feeling I'll never be accepted though. I think I will never be accepted into the inner sanctum of the deli culture. I don't think I will. I don't think I can ever. If I go over there like every day for the next 3 or 4 years, I don't think they'll ever accept me. You know. And for some reason, I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted by the deli workers. So I took the thing up. She wrapped it for me and just handed it to me. Just like, you know, she didn't even say thank you. And she just like hands it to me. So I go up to the cash register. And there's some girl up there. Acts like she's about ready to hang herself from boredom. And she has this piece of paper. There's a piece of paper by the cash register. And she's drawing eyeballs on it. You know, there's like 25 eyeballs, you know, with the sort of like the football shaped, you know, an eye with an eyeball in it, eyelashes. And she's just absentmindedly just drawing. So while I'm waiting on my card to go through, you know, the thing's like, she's drawing eyeballs. I'm like, what? I don't know. Weird. But anyway, so she puts the thing on the scale and the thing's like 11.57. I was like, good Lord, 11.57. She's like, that's how much it cost. I'm like, said, I got a little heavy handed with the meatballs. I think I got a little, she was just like drawing eyeballs. She couldn't give two shits about my situation. She didn't care about my meatball comedy. And, she just wanted to draw eyeballs and, get me out of there. So next time I go, I don't know if I'm ever going to visit that hot bar again. I think that might be a ripoff. I might check out the pizza station. I'll have to go over there earlier than 7 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know what the cutoff is, because they even though they're open till 8, they clearly they take offense at anything past 7. So I don't know if it's 6:30. I want to back it up. I want to figure out. So I want to be accepted. It's very important to me to be accepted by these people. I didn't go to high school with them. I've got the stink of California on me, I suspect. I don't know how. And I don't know. So I'll check in later, let you know how it works out. But I don't have a very good feeling about this. The food's good, though. Everything I've gotten from there is really good. But hey, the women that work there openly hate me, so I'll keep you updated. I'm looking for a desk for this office down here, this bunker. I got this new computer, and the monitor's too big, won't fit back into the recess. You know what I'm saying? On this old desk that I have, it's from 1995 when I bought my first computer. So now I need a new one. So we're out. Tony and I were out yesterday, went to a Mexican restaurant. I said, let's go to lunch or something. I said, where do you want to go? And she said, let's see, I either want to go to Olive Garden or that Mexican place over by the mall. I said, all right, the Mexican place it is. Not really a big fan of the Olive Garden, but anyway, So we went to that place, and there was this couple. They look like they're, I don't know, late 40s, mid 40s, I don't know. But they're sitting across from us in the booth across from us. And they're laughing, and you know, everything one of them would say, the other one would laugh. You could tell they were on a date, you know. I told Tony, I said, these people are on a date because there are no couples that have been together for any period of time that would laugh at every single thing the other one says, you know. And so we're sitting there, we're like fixated on this thing. You know, like, I can't imagine being, you know, at my age, dating again. That would not be good. But there is like, you know, this is like so enthusiastic with each other, you know, with everything is just hilarious. That's bullshit. That's like some kind of parallel dating universe. So we sat there and talked about that. Then we went over to Walmart. I said, let's go to Walmart and see if they have any like computer desks. She goes, why don't we go to like Raymour and Flanagan, which is this big, furniture store. I said, everything there would be like $700. I said, I just need something. I said, I want to spend like $120. I don't want to spend $659, you know. So we went to Walmart. Place was pandemonium. And they had one that was $109 that I need to do some measurements. I took a picture of the dimensions to see if it'll fit in here. I think I will. But so anyway, we're in there, and the place is packed out, and I had a bunch of coffee before I left home, and then I had two or three glasses of root beer at the Mexican place. That's right, root beer and Mexican food. Don't judge me. So I had to urinate with a powerful urgency. So Tony said, I think there's a bathroom in the back. So we were near the back of the store. So I went in there, and they had it all closed off for cleaning, you know. And there was some old man who goes, so what am I supposed to do? I mean, it's like so much anger. There's a lot of anger inside of Walmart. What am I supposed to do? And the guy's like, there's another bathroom at the front of the store. He goes, that's a quarter mile from here. So I got to walk all the way up. Sir, the bathroom's closed. All right. So, you know, do with that information what you will. You know, that's basically what he was saying. So so I went up back out there and told Tony, so I got to go to the front of the store. This is not, you know. So I go up there, and the place, it is a full house. So I'm standing there at one of the urinals, and I don't know. There's like every one of them's is being used, and it's disgusting, you know. I know there's a partition in there, but God, you know, there's all kinds of waste, you know, waste being. I don't even, you know. So I'm standing there, using the urinal, and there's like a partition to my right, and there's some guy in the booth. Or the stall right beside me, and it sounds like the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan. I mean, he's having some kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. It sounds like 4th of July in there. So he's playing like a slide trombone at one point. It's like, oh my God. And it's like literally like a foot from where I'm standing, and there's some guy just power pissing into the, I mean, it's like, oh my God, this is hell. But I don't know what was going on, but the guy was having some kind of an event in the booth to my right, the stall. Why do I keep saying booth? To the stall to my right, and then I don't know. I've never heard such a high pressure urine stream in my life. So I'm like, this place sucks, you know. And there's like people yelling. There's people almost getting in. There's like always like people are on the verge of like throwing down in there. It's like all kinds of. There's more hostility in there than in the deli out near my job. So let's get the hell out of here. She goes, you don't want to get that desk? I said, not right now. We need to put some distance between ourselves and this place. That place sucks. God. Every time I go in there, I say I'll never go in there again. But then, you know, they have the perfect desk I'm looking for. Exactly the right price. So they keep sucking you in. But every time you go there, it sucks. They suck you in, and then it sucks, you know. What else we do last week? Oh, yeah, I got a text message from the beer lady. That's the way it comes up in my phone. The beer lady at a local grocery store here. I think she got my text message when we were looking for this this limited edition beer. I can't remember what it was called, but it was made by Sierra Nevada. And she was going to text me when it came in. So now she texts me when they have like some, when she thinks she has some beer information that I could use. The thing comes up on my phone, the beer lady. And she texted me, said they're having another reset in there in this grocery store. So they're going to redo what's in the coolers and what's, you know, they're going to get rid of some stuff and bring some new stuff in. So they got a bunch of shit marked down. She always tells me, it's not a sale. Now, we're not allowed to say it's a sale. It's a temporary price reduction, but it's definitely not a sale. A sale. So anyway, whatever, you know. So we went in there, and over the course of like 3 days, bought an enormous amount of craft beers, which are expensive generally. They had 6 packs of Sierra Nevada Hop Hunter, which is a really good beer, for $5.25. That's insane. And that stuff's usually like $11.99, $12.99 a 6-pack. They had it for $5.25. They had this Stone IPA, well, go-to it's a sessioning beer, as they call it. You know, IPAs generally are like 6-7% alcohol. These are like lower, so that you could, you know, you can drink them like a Bud Light. You know, you can drink multiple. You can have a session of, you know what I'm saying? So I bought a couple 6-packs. This is over several days. The prices are so crazy. We stocked the downstairs fridge. We got all kinds of like high-end craft beers down there. And we paid like $1 a can for these things, or bottle or whatever they are. And it's crazy. I'm getting like text messages from the beer lady. Perhaps take a look at myself in the mirror, examine the situation. But I appreciated it. She's a little kooky, but at least she's nice. Not like that hoagie bitch. You know what I'm saying? What else I got here? Hang on a second. Oh yeah, I finished watching the show Catastrophe on Amazon, which is, I didn't know anything about this. I don't know, I mentioned it before, but I read some article, and it was the best original shows on Amazon Prime, and that was ranked highest, near the high end, one of like maybe like top three. And I never heard of it before. It's a comedy. Sounded like something I would like, so I watched it. I loved it. That thing is fantastic. I powered through the first 3 seasons in like 2 weeks, and fantastic, super hilarious. Some of the best lines I've ever heard in a comedy. Just really good. And it's about a guy who gets a woman pregnant while he's traveling on business in London. And he ends up moving over there, and, you know, they end up together. You know, he wants to be a part of the kid. Originally, he was just going to be a part of the kid's life because he didn't really know the woman. But they ended up getting married. So that's the premise. So the guy's American and the woman's Irish. Very, very funny. And when I started watching it, there were 3 seasons available. And I watched those in short order. Hilarious. Sometimes I rewatched them because they were so funny. But the season 4, which they decided is going to be the final season, they're not going to make anymore, just came out. On Friday, I watched 4 on the first night. They're only 30 minutes long. And then I was going to watch 4 again, another 4 last night. But I find out there's only 6 episodes in the final season. The other ones were 10, I think. So I didn't know. So anyway, I've already watched the entire fourth season. I might rewatch it because some of that stuff I can't pick up, especially the Scottish folk. You know, the people with the Scottish accent, I have a hard time understanding what they're saying sometimes. So I'm going to rewatch it. Great show. If you haven't watched it, if you're not familiar with it, I suggest you, familiarize yourself with The Catastrophe on Amazon Prime. Fantastic show. Great writing. I mean, I can't recommend it high enough. So I was kind of disappointed there were only six. I mean, what's the story with that? I mean, back in the day, back when they used to make Cannon or Barnaby Jones or Mannix, there's like 30 episodes in a season. Six? That's a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, they were very good. They were funny. The last scene was perfect. I think that they knocked it out of the ballpark, just like they did all the first three seasons. Fantastic show, Catastrophe, on Amazon Prime. Check it out. All right, and we're at the end of this thing, and I'm going to shut it down and wish you guys a great, great week. It's beautiful outside. There's no bugs. So I'll be back on Thursday, maybe Friday. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But you guys have yourselves a great week. I will see you soon. Have a good one. Bye. But at least she's nice. Not like that hoagie bitch.